Belinda and Penguin Random House Australia present this unabridged recording of Kenzie and Max 5, Freefall, written by Jacqueline Harvey and read by Jacqueline Harvey. For Ian, who introduced me to the wonders of New York City, and to my Nana Edna, who has the strength and tenacity of a Faroth agent and some. Kensington and Maxim Gray were admitted as Faroth agents in training at the age of 11 years and 1 month. Fieldwork. Kensington Gray was inadvertently caught up in a theft-to-order ring, stealing expensive jewellery, antiques and other curiosities, which were then distributed to purchasers in London and around the globe. Under the guise of extra stealth and quick-change training, Kensington had been unknowingly recruited to the gang by PA P2699, Theo Richardson, an actor who had taken on a temporary role as a drama teacher at Central London Free School. His involvement with the group was a direct result of his romantic entanglement with the gang's leader, Victoria de la Vega. Although the relationship had broken down, Victoria was blackmailing Theo for access to his baby daughter. If he didn't participate, she threatened that he would never see the child again. Kensington believed that as part of her training, she was borrowing specified items from Theo's friends, which he would then profess to return to them that same day, none the wiser. However, in truth, Kensington was stealing the goods, from which Theo was making 3D printed copies, selling the originals and returning the counterfeit items instead. Upon realising that she was part of a gang of thieves, Kensington informed her friend and fellow trainee agent, Autumn Lee. A scheme was hatched for Kensington to travel to Highgate in North London on a reconnaissance mission, which would then enable her to seek assistance from myself or Song in identifying the perpetrators. However, her plans went awry when Autumn realised that the van in which Kensington had hidden was in fact bound for Paris. Autumn then informed Maxim Gray and Carlos Rodriguez, and together the three of them travelled via rail to Paris to release Kensington. Their investigations proved timely as they were able to secure Victoria and her cronies, bringing the entire operation to its knees. It was unfortunate that a series of miscommunications led to the children having to tackle the mission on their own. However, all ended well, and Dame Spencer was very pleased with their initiative and determination, although she did have a quiet word to Kensington about her competitiveness, which led to her being involved with Theo in the first place. Theo's infant daughter Sophie is now in his full custody, as her mother Victoria de la Vega is serving a long sentence in prison for her role as a mastermind of the gang and for money laundering via a string of failed companies while ripping off investors for millions of dollars. Her daughter will likely be an adult by the time she is released. Theo's acting career has been put on permanent hiatus, and he will continue to teach drama at Central London Free School for the foreseeable future. He has reported that he doesn't mind at all, and is very much enjoying his new roles as a teacher and full-time father.